It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hey, hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast. More importantly, it is draft day, baby. Let's go. We made it. What a long run to draft day that we were excited about for a couple days. I'm pumped.
I respect your ability to have been up since 3:30 and still yell like that at 10:30. People ask why your voice sounds. It's the constant excitement for six straight hours.
That's right, man. Yeah.
I will say, so this morning, so normally I'll wake up to a text from you because you're already up and you're like, you know, right?
I always text you. I would be shocked.
Like
if
it's like a link or something like that.
Like a day during the week where you don't wake
exactly.
up. Either you or the you and me and Jack thread. Like
it's in
I
there.
Text that every morning. Yes.
But this morning, I woke up naturally like 5:15. Like I was excited.
You were ready.
I was ready to go.
You know how I know this.
I texted you back.
Exactly. It's so funny because that's such a rarity for me.
Right.
Every once in a while, one time Jack texted me like 4 a.m. I'm like, what are you doing up? He's like, I had to pee. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But it's like so rare that anyone actually responds. So.
There's both so much to start with and nothing to start with. I don't know where to begin.
So first and foremost, the excitement, Elliot.
Yeah, because I am very pumped.
Me
today.
Too.
Yeah,
and I'm super excited. I do feel like, rightfully so, you know, this draft has had very little excitement, very little juice throughout the process, but it does feel like as it's gotten here the last couple of days, like I'm there. The lead up has not been the same, but I'm just as excited for draft night as I always.
So I think too, what's exciting about this, and I just do love days when all of Eagles Twitter and all of WIP and all Eagles fans are talking about the same thing. You know, like the moment leading up to the pick where everyone's waiting and everyone reacts and everyone's tweet. Like, there's not really many rushes in life better than that.
Well,
for me.
I'll give you another thing. Also, it is fun to have a Sixers playoff game the same night. A great.
It's going to suck to miss it a little.
Double TV night. I agree. Well, I wish it were not.
For me, it's a little different.
Yeah. Get the double TV.
Dude,
going.
I'm
going
to be on air at the.
Oh. Yeah. So, never mind. Yeah. Well, forget I said.
Again, this is a very four-person problem.
Does suck
me,
for
IQ
you.
And Glenn,
yeah, it does suck for you. For me, pretty
fun.
It's
awesome. You can just kind of watch a draft on the side.
Exactly. I'll draft
on
the side. I'll turn it. Ooh, trade, whatever. But the other thing that is fun, you know, we have no idea what's going to happen.
No,
I feel like this is, of all the drafts you and I have covered.
Yeah, we'll make predictions.
Like with Devontae Smith, we're like, oh, it's going to be Devontae Smith. Like we thought that was going to happen. Like Jordan Davis, we talked about that being a real possibility. Like all the, and you know, last year, Jalen Carter, we talked about Nolan Smith at 10. You know, we had all these conversations. I mean, things like here, it's like, I honestly have no
idea. It could be one
idea.
Of 8 or 9 guys.
And it could be at 22. It could be back. It could be forward. It could be linemen, corners. Like, there's so many options.
So you know what I thought? I saw something today, and I apologize. I forget who put it out there. It might have been Peter Schrager. But the Patriots are trying to trade back into the first round for a receiver.
At the end of the
I think that's a potential trade back spot, where if the Eagles are sitting there at 22, they've been unable to trade up, the board doesn't break their way.
Okay, hold up. Let's talk about this. Because, honestly, of all the things we've talked about trading up. We've talked about guys who could be there at 22. We've talked about the potential for trading Patrick Surtain or some similar player. At no point, we've said they could trade back, but we have not at any point actually like really talked about the how real do you think
so
the possibility
is? I think there's just as real the possibility they trade back as us.
There you go. So talk to me, buddy.
Because if you look at the draft, so obviously, all right. So here's where I'm at game day. And I understand this is a pod.
Game day. I was going to say, no, draft day. No, it's game day.
It's game day. Here's where I'm at game day. I think tonight, going into the draft, Howie Roseman is trying to trade up for an offensive lineman. If they move to the 12th pick, the 15th pick, obviously it depends who's on the board. But if they make a somewhat considerable move up the board, I think it'll be for an offensive lineman. If they can't make that move, then I think they pivot to corner. And at that point, look, I will say, these mock drafts have people falling in the Eagles' favor. Like, both Fuaga and Fontanu, who, God, I wish their name. Like, but
it's funny that they're your top two guys
I know. But a lot of mock drafts have them falling past, like, 12, 13. Some of them had them available at 18. Talisi, Fuagu.
Latham, too, right?
Latham now actually is, like, projected to go top five.
Oh, my God.
So a lot of the new mock drafts have him going to the Chargers at five, yeah.
Wow!
So, you know, you never know. Like, a late second move.
But this is such a perfect example of it's not just with the Eagles pick. It's, like, this whole draft feels like
exactly.
The J.J. McCarthy thing. Like, there's so many. Michael Penix isn't going to go in the first round. Like, there's so many, like,
dude,
fun
tonight,
little things with
J.J. McCarthy could get picked two, or J.J. McCarthy could get picked 20.
Could fall out of the first round. And yeah, I know he falls out of the first round, but he could fall to the back
of
the first
round.
Yes, exactly.
Well, we're sitting here going, well, of course he was never going to go that
high. But you know what? Honestly, if I had to bet today, I'll bet you four quarterbacks go in the top four picks.
I agree.
Like,
I
that
think
would
that's
be my guess.
Go.
I think Arizona will trade out to someone coming up to get JJ or Drake May if JJ goes before, whatever.
Also, quick side note. I'm in on JJ McCarthy.
I know you are.
I am.
Let me guess why. Let me just... One state championship in high school. One college was in the state championship games next year, was in the final game. You know, the dude has won at every level. Is that
he
what it is?
He won at every level.
I know you so well.
And here's the other thing.
I know you so well.
I think he is a far better, I think he has more physical tools than people give him credit for. So I'm officially in the camp of, well, look, I think any quarterback that goes to the Giants will ultimately blow. And I think the Washington too, like, they're just right now franchises not set up to support a quarterback. And I don't think either of them are special enough. But if I'm the Eagles, I would rather have Washington or the Giants take Drake May than I would have take
strongly.
JJ. I know we do.
I'd rather have Drake May. I'd rather Drake May not go than Jaden Daniels. Like, I want them to take Jaden Daniels. We disagree on that.
Yeah.
Like, Drake May is my clear number two now. And I said that to you about
I'm
a
not
month
in
ago.
On him.
I'm not. Here's the thing. I think this could end up being like a Trevor Lawrence quarterback class. You know, it's like, oh, this guy, top quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think it's a great class.
I don't think any of these guys, like Caleb Williams, obviously the talent's there and stuff, but there's a ton of potential red flags.
He's smaller than I thought.
And there's tons of red flags. Like, it does seem like he's kind of a weird guy. Like, we know your quarterback has to be the coolest guy in the room. He has to be the guy that everyone looks to. Like, right, I don't know if he is or isn't.
So my Caleb Williams take before we get into the Eagle stuff is I actually think his personality is a major plus. I think his teammates are going to really
like
him.
No idea.
No, I know, but I'm saying
that's my opinion. I'm just saying there are question marks with look, fumbled a ton.
Yeah, that's my bigger concern.
Ball security. Is, like, there's all kinds of stuff.
And he's undersized.
And he could be great. Like, he's super talented. My point is, though, I wouldn't be shocked if this class ends up being like, wow, like, one of them was good.
Yeah, for sure.
I get the JJ thing. I think the winner thing is partially a circumstance type of thing.
Maybe.
I do think that it can create a confidence in a person.
Yeah.
Where, you know, like this guy's just always like, yeah, win. I'm going to win. Like, and when he's in bad situations, he has that attitude. And
I
that
mean, look at Jalen.
It's almost like a self-fulfilling, you know, thing. So I do think that is good. I just think that, like, ability and talent wise, like, I don't think JJ's quite
so
good enough. Like, I think he's good, not great.
That's,
you know,
where I've
mean?
Changed my mind. Watching clips of him run and throw, he's better than I thought. But regardless, Eagles aren't going to take a quarterback.
Agreed.
So to get back to your original question about trading back, I think if the guards go earlier than expected, and then, like, Terrion Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell are off the board, and they're sitting there at 22, and there's a bunch of guys available. Like, it seems like Cooper DeJean is falling.
Nate Wiggins.
Kool-Aid. Jordan Morgan at Arizona is a name I'd keep an eye on. Like, if there's four or five guys there, they will try to trade back. So, while I agree it's ultimately probably a good thing for the Eagles if a lot of quarterbacks go early. There's the main four that are going to go early, and then there's Bo Nix, Michael Penix, that are kind of like wild cards. Well, it is a good thing if, let's say, they both go in the top 14. So you have six quarterbacks taken in the top 14, which would be wild. But
I don't see that for what it's worth.
So I don't, but there's a point I'm making. If they're sitting there 22 and both Penix and Bo Nix are on the board, then I think you have a real shot of a team that's in the top of the second round that passed on a quarterback early going back in, and I think the Eagles would be willing to do it.
I agree, and I could absolutely see, because
you're probably getting
back
a former first.
And look,
you're probably getting a future first.
One thing we haven't talked a lot about
that
is that next year they don't have a lot of picks. I think they only have six or seven picks next year total, and two of them are seventh rounders. I think they have a first, second, third, and a fifth, and that's it next year in terms of high level, and a fifth is what.
Right.
I think you only have three valuable picks next year, and I know they have the extra pick the year after because of Reddick. But Howie absolutely could be looking to accumulate some draft stock moving forward, without a doubt.
Here's a hypothetical for you. Let's say Michael Penix is on the board.
So here's where I'm at with the quarterbacks. I think only the four are going in the first round. I think the Nix and Penix stuff is all smoke leading up the draft. I think both those guys are going early second.
Okay.
I had to bet.
I mostly agree with you. But let's just play this hypothetical out for fun. You're sitting there at 22. Arnold, Quinyon Mitchell, the two guards that I like, are off the board.
Yep.
And let's say Tyler Guyton is on the board, and then Cooper DeJean's on the board, Kool-Aid's on the board,
and
Nate those
Wiggins.
Guys.
Okay.
The Giants did not take a quarterback to start. So they went six, they took a receiver. They call you about their second round pick. So it would be the sixth pick of the second round. And they want to trade up for Penix. What would it take for you to trade out? So you would go from 22 to the sixth.
So I don't know the draft board well enough, but I would assume, I don't think you're going to get their first next year, but I mean, I would ask for it.
I would only do it for the first.
Yeah,
that's
again,
I
get that.
Would you do it? Because that pick is probably going to be a top 10.
I would do it for first, yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Without a doubt.
I
for the Giants first?
I
don't think they do that.
I don't think there's a prospect at 22 special enough to pass up a chance on the top.
And again, it
depends
on the
board. Could be a top five pick.
Of
like Dable's on the hot seat.
Yeah.
So I would be open to trading back.
I think a lot of those teams at the top, depending on where they were, if it made sense,
I would be
willing
so
to
I'd
trade
be
back.
In on that.
And again, it's all dependent on who's on the board and how the board shakes out, but I would be totally, I would be fine with that.
Yeah.
I think it's an interesting spot. And again, I think it's all going to be on how the board falls and the ability of how far, because I'm with you. I don't think, there were the rumors of the Denver thing. I don't see how he's trading up to 12.
Well, here's the only caveat I would give, and I know he's a controversial figure, but Benjamin Albright, who is in Denver and is very locked in with the Broncos, his final mock draft had the Eagles trading with the Broncos.
Wow.
Just,
all right, let's get to some of these mock drafts. Let's get to some of these, because you keep mentioning all these final drafts.
I'll try to pull them up
on
as you go.
So I know Peter Schrager had the Eagles trading up, correct?
I'll pull them up right now. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to move
I
as
believe
fast as I can,
he had the Eagles trading to 13. So,
all right, so he has the Eagles trading to 16.
16.
And taking Terrion Arnold.
Which is what Daniel Jeremiah originally had. And then he's changed it since.
Right.
Jeremiah now is going with an offensive line.
Now, what's interesting is he has Xavier Worthy going 17 to the Jags.
Schrager?
Yeah, Schrager.
And for what it's worth, Schrager incredibly plugged in.
Yes. Now, what I think is really interesting about this is Schrager has the Eagles passing on both Fuagu and Fontano.
To take Arnold.
And Quinyon Mitchell as well. He has Quinyon
so
Mitchell going
23. So he is buying in on the Eagles want a cornerback.
Yes,
so,
but the only
which
thing
which is, again, this plays with exactly what you said last pod, where you're like, all the national
guys.
Yeah,
all the national guys. Now, moving to 16 is not the same as moving to 12,
no.
Obviously. But interesting still nonetheless.
And that would be like you're giving up the second rounder for sure, one
dude,
of them.
If the Eagles get tonight to 15 and Fuagu, Fontanu, Guyton, Arnold, Mitchell, Brian Thomas Jr., Mims are all still on the board, that's a good outcome for them. Because he has Bo Nix going 12.
Wow.
He has Penix going 13.
Wow. Schrager.
Right. Here's since we're just doing an exciting reaction pod kind of thing. The thing I would, if you really want to get your hopes up, it looks like this receiver out of Washington,
Roman Dunze,
is falling.
Really?
He has him going 9. I saw another mock draft that had him outside the top 10.
So that dude is a freaking stud.
So here's, and then we had the report.
I think he's close to Neighbors and Harrison. I think
so
he's
him better than Neighbors.
Okay, well, might be. I think Adunze is awesome.
So what I liked when I watched him is he looks like, he reminds me of Devontae. And Adonai Mitchell reminds me of Devontae too.
Adonai, I believe.
What?
Adonai Mitchell?
Yeah. Just not a good draft name for me.
No, well, it means God. In
wow, how about
Hebrew
that?
Hebrew and many other.
I like that.
Adonai is a very powerful name.
Yeah, I like that in terms of, a receiver name.
Yeah.
But what I was saying was, Romeo reminds me of Devontae, where he just looks like he comes to the NFL ready to win at the line of scrimmage. So I really like
Rome. I think it's Rome Adunze. Okay. It's R-O-M-E.
You know what's in my head right now? A few months ago, someone left a review on the pod and criticized me for not knowing names, and that person is probably really...
Oh, they're on you right now.
Really on me right now. That person, if you want to leave a 5-star review or remind me, I would love that.
But yeah.
That would be a name I'd keep an eye on. If he's still there at like 12, I do wonder if they would trade up. Now, here's another kind of tea leaf reading thing. Tell me what you think of this.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Eskin said on your show today that the Eagles have talked to A.J. Brown about a contract extension.
Yes, he did.
And I think the obvious takeaway from that is they want to keep A.J. Brown. The other obvious takeaway could be they are talking to A.J. about what his next contract is going to look like now. And if that contract is not something the Eagles are willing to pay and they're aware of this now.
Ooh, look at you spinning it.
Like, why have a discussion about a contract now other than just exploratory? But I think you...
Well,
you,
I think the argument is that Justin Jefferson's got a contract coming up. Chase, like all these guys, it's the same argument for getting guys done early.
Right.
It's like, hey, if we're going to re-sign, we know for a fact that we want to re-sign A.J. next year. Why not do it early, get him at a cheaper price? Like, Justin Jefferson's going to get freaking...
He's gonna, and he should. He should get a ton.
Yeah, and AJ, better than AJ, but
yeah, and AJ should get a ton too.
That's
AJ,
the point.
AJ should.
AJ's already getting a ton.
Yes, AJ should ask for what Jefferson. Now we could
argue
if he's worth it.
That's
what
I'm saying. That the only logical reason I could think of to do it, to talk about it now, other than what you're saying, which is fascinating, is that you're trying to get out in front of the Justin Jefferson's,
right,
chases and get him for cheaper.
But again, I think the flip side of that is if AJ's camp is saying we are only signing a new deal at $30 million a year, maybe the Eagles sit there tonight and go, is it Rome?
I believe it's Rome.
Because I was going to say Rome is falling. Which, you know,
yes!
Like Rome is falling down the board, or Brian Thomas Jr. they think's an absolute stud. Again, I don't think they're going to trade AJ. But I think the interesting, if you want to piece this all together, is there was a report that they're looking for a receiver. They've had receivers come visit them. They're talking to AJ about his contract. AJ's like switching his profile picture every other day to the Patriots. So I don't know.
It's interesting.
I don't think he's going to be traded, but like this is...
I don't think he's going to be traded, and more on the Rome thing, this is one of those things, and again, the final mock drafts, and we talked about this,
yeah.
I just don't see that guy falling.
Yeah, but Schrager and Jeremiah are pretty... They're probably my two favorite mock drafts.
But again, I mean, Jeremiah had N'Kobe Dean going 21st or 22nd in his mock draft, whatever, so they can miss.
They can definitely miss.
My point is, yeah. I don't see Adunze falling out of the top 10. Like, I don't see there's any way that guy in this draft, like, I think it's more like he goes ahead of Neighbors, and I don't think he will. I think Neighbors will go ahead of him. I think it's more like he goes ahead of Neighbors and falls out of the
top 10. So, both Schrager and Jeremiah. Jeremiah has Rome at 10, and then Schrager had him at whatever it was, 12. So, just, you know.
It's possible. Look, again, the reminder and the caveat that these mock drafts, they'll hit on a lot, but there are going to be things that they're just going to absolutely, totally miss.
So, here's a question for you. We're doing the post-game pod tonight or the draft or whatever tomorrow. What's the pick that has you most excited? Like, you come on and it's like A.J. Brown level. I know that's a trade. But where they made a pick and you're like, let's go.
I mean, I don't think there is one this draft.
Yeah, okay. Like, that's an honest answer.
In all honesty.
Yeah.
Like,
I think you'll feel the same about a lot of the picks.
Yeah, I will be really... If they take one of these top corners, like, or trade up for a top corner, I'll come in and I'll be stoked. If they end up with Byron Murphy, I'll come in. I'll be happy about that. You know, none of these guys are going to make me, like, if they had taken Kyle Hamilton, like, a better example, like, because A.J. Brown, like, they could trade for somebody tonight and I'd be that excited.
Yeah.
If they, like, there is no Kyle Hamilton for me in this draft. Like, there's no player where, like, that's my favorite guy in the draft. I want him over everyone else and nothing is close. Like, Justin Jefferson.
Right.
Like, I don't have that guy in this draft where it's like, there are a lot of guys to be happy with. There are some guys to be annoyed with. Most likely I'm going to come and be like, sure, good pick.
So,
but they're. I don't think. I mean, again, unless they go up and get, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Right,
or whatever,
right.
And even then, they don't need wide receiver. But how could you not?
Yeah, you'd be stoked.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna kind of lay out where I think my take will be in these three scenarios. If they take,
so we don't have to do the post game pod. We're just
doing exactly.
It now.
Just
got
cut
it.
This.
Okay, good.
Send it to Tucker.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
If they take Fontanu,
Fuaga.
Or if they get, like, J.C. Latham, if he falls, if they take Tyler Guyton and they say they think he can play guard, like, I would really like those picks.
Or Byron Murphy.
Or Byron Murphy, I'd really like those picks. I would come on and say that was a great draft. If they take Brian Thomas Jr., I would literally be in love. Like, I think that will be a phenomenal pick. Xavier Worthy, I would completely understand it, especially if Schrager has him going 17. Maybe he's not a reach at 22. If they take a corner, Terrion Arnold, Quinyon Mitchell, I will be like, nah, I'm excited, but like I don't love it as much.
Nate Wiggins?
Nate Wiggins, I like, but I would still probably feel mostly the same. Okay. Here's a third one. If they trade number 22 for Patrick Surtain tonight, my opinion of it will be this. He's a stud player. I completely get doing it. I just don't love investing the 22nd pick into someone you then have to pay a ton of money, but I would do it if I was Howie.
So that is the one thing. The only way I'm coming in with A.J. Brown is if they trade for Patrick Surtain tonight. I don't care if they give up all three picks, and they won't.
Right.
But I don't care
you,
if they...
Would you give up 20, 15, 53?
I would.
You would, okay.
For Patrick
I would not,
Surtain,
for what it's worth.
Like, yeah. Again, and I know you have to pay him. I think this guy is going to be one of the two or three best cornerbacks in the league for the next 5 years. Like,
agreed.
That's what I believe about Patrick, at least the next 5 years. So... yeah, I'm absolutely doing that. But again, I don't think you'd have to give up quite that much to do it because you're paying him. But like, I think honestly, I think 22 plus a little. Like, I don't think it's much more. Look at the A.J. Brown trade. What did they give up? They gave up a first and a third, was it?
I forget.
But they had to pay him, right?
Yeah, they had to pay him.
18th pick in the draft, which is even more than 22.
Right.
You have to pay. That's part of this discussion.
For sure.
So I don't think it'll
take 20, 50, and 50.
I don't either. Yeah. And we talked about this, like the Brian Burns trade. All these trades for guys you have to pay, they were less than we expected. Snead was the third.
Yeah.
A third round pick for LeJarius Snead.
Right. Honestly, it might take like the Reddick pick and a second this
year. That's what I mean. It might not be more than that. So like, my number one thing, if I come in Patrick Surtain, that's the only way I'm like jumping out of this.
And here's another like... game day hypothetical. Let's say the Eagles are going into tonight looking for a corner and they don't get that corner. The end of the first round when the draft ends could be big time call the Broncos and go, all right, like what's it going to take?
Yeah.
You know, so if you are in the camp of believing they really want a corner and they don't get one tonight, then I think that's where you could really see Howie get aggressive and go, all right, like stop fooling around Denver. Like, what's it going
to
take?
Yeah. All right. So back to the mock drafts. Jeremiah, I think, is probably the most interesting one in the sense that he changed his pick yesterday.
And he tweeted last night that he had talked to a bunch of people on the phone and that the line...
And literally changed his pick. So originally he had Terrion Arnold. Who did he go with? I believe he went with the tackle guard guy.
I believe this is his. I just want to check the byline. Yeah, okay. So it's Daniel Jeremiah. This was as of 8 o'clock last night, so I don't know if he's since changed it since then.
I think he did, because I think he talked about it yesterday.
He has Talisi Fuaga going to the Eagles at 12 in a trade with the Broncos.
Wow.
I mean, I would love that pick. Now, real quick...
So that is a bold move right there, if that happens. And that is interesting. That is the Broncos again. So maybe this 12 thing is real.
So when we first started our draft prep, I liked Talisi Fuaga more than I liked Troy Fontanu. But one thing since then that's kind of swayed me a little... Talisi Fuaga only played, I believe it's right tackle in college. Or no, sorry, left tackle. He only played one of the tackle spots. Troy played on the right side of the line. So I like that a little. It doesn't sway me one way or the other, but I think I'm much closer to Troy, having Talisi Fuaga and Troy Fontanu closer to each other than I did beginning of the draft. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, so
extremely
either way,
convoluted
the point is
way.
If they trade up for 12 for that guy, you're ecstatic, is the point.
Yes, exactly. I would do that trade. If we're doing the post-game pod and they... trade it up to 12 for Talisi Fuaga. I think that's a great move.
It would be fascinating.
So really quick, the B101B
just walked by
and
yeah.
It's very distracting.
Also, significantly taller than I would have expected for the B.
So I think I know who's in the B costume.
Do you really?
And he's a tall guy.
Yeah.
As you can see. Yeah.
I'm sorry, children who are listening. It's actually a real B.
It's a good point.
All right?
Think about how terrifying it is. Like, what do you mean someone's in the B?
I know, right? Like, what are you talking about?
All right,
that's why Tom Burgoyne is the best friend of the Fanatic.
Talisi Fuaga only played right tackle. Just to clarify that convoluted sentence I said.
But he is someone that everyone believes
can
play
move
guard.
Around.
Yeah,
I would like the pick. I would make that trade.
Here's what I'll say. And look, I've said many times here, like unless you're just tuning in, which is possible. Hey, it's draft day, maybe. Hey,
yeah,
welcome.
Exactly. Yeah.
Welcome. Stay.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun here.
We probably do way too many inside jokes.
Yeah, well, you got a lot of real ones. You got a lot of roadies, a lot of, you know. But here's what I'll say. And I've made it very clear, if you are new here, defense is my whole thing with this draft. I desperately want them to go heavy on defense. But I have also said, like, I'm not going to freak out if they take an offensive lineman who can play guard.
Yeah.
You know,
if it's a tackle, I would not take Mims.
I agree. We are both
would
on
not take
we
Mims.
Are fully on the same page when it comes. I'm not getting a tackle who's sitting on the bench.
100%.
But if they take an offensive lineman, like, I'll be okay with it. Like, I'm not going to freak out, whatever. I would much prefer defense, but I get the way they build their team.
Yeah.
Not talking me. Philadelphia
will not be happy
if they trade up 10 spots. I mean, they gave up the second rounder and something else.
And Arnold's on the board.
And well, if they move up to 12, like, all those guys will be on the board.
Yeah.
Any cornerback you want's probably going to be on the board at 12. it's gonna be a moment here in this city. They
traded
up for a guard. Like, it's what it's gonna be.
And people are not gonna
be prepared.
Like, I just don't think the need at corner is as big as other people do. I mean, Kelee Ringo is 21 years old. And that's like way younger than a lot of people in the draft right now. So I know I'm not gonna win this battle of thinking corner is not as big of a need as other people. But,
well, I do think you're right that it's not as people make it out like it. But I think it is a big need in the sense that
there's no prospect you love moving forward.
Well,
but,
exactly. But also, again, like, Darius Slay could fall off a cliff tomorrow.
He could.
Like, he could not.
100%.
James Bradberry has seemingly already fallen off a cliff.
I agree with that.
So it's the point where it's like, yeah, Kelee Ringo might be nice. That's it. Isaiah Rodgers, who knows? Like, Eli Ricks, who knows? Like, that's an undrafted free agent, you know?
Right.
So it's like, I need some freaking pedigree there.
So
but I get it.
As the defensive guy, let me ask you this. How do you feel about an edge? Because Drew from Westchester, who, in all seriousness, makes such great points every time he calls.
Phenomenal.
Him. Like,
big Jared Verse.
There is some callers make me feel this way. I feel like I learned something when Drew calls
out. Drew's a really bright guy.
But Drew made the point about the edge rusher. How would you feel about that?
So we've already talked about it, and I think I've got the name right. We've already talked about Liatu Latu.
Nice.
And how. Did a little work.
Jamesy sources.
That's what I did.
Right.
Even though that's not sources as much as just like learning the guy's name. I took the time. I think it's that.
Right.
Liatu Latu. I don't want him because of the injury stuff. We've talked about this.
And the
neck thing and the age, it scares the hell out of me. But if they take Jared Verse, like, sure. Like,
okay.
I will never rip the Eagles for taking an edge rusher.
Yeah.
Ever.
I think that's where I fall.
In a million years, I will never rip. Especially in that case, it means they're probably getting what they believe is the best edge rusher in the draft, or at least one of the two best edge rushers in the draft. Like, never, ever, ever will I rip.
So, that's where I fall on it. I think that looking at the roster in terms of their need for edge is like a bit of a flawed way to do it. Because like Josh Sweat could be gone in a year. You don't know if Nolan Smith is good.
You don't know if Bryce Huff is good. You
Brandon Graham's
going to
retire.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Like, again,
my only hesitation would be in terms of coming on and being like, what a draft. I just don't love the players. But that's an evaluation thing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look, they probably know more about football than me, and to an extent.
Well,
so
no, to your
they
point,
watch
like, we,
these guys
from
more.
Yeah. I respect his opinion. He freaking loves Jared Verse. We love Justin from Tennessee. He loves Jared
exactly,
Verse.
Exactly, yeah.
Can go both
I just
ways.
Don't like them as much, but I think the logic, if you just talk about fan reaction, the logic in taking an edge rusher is there.
Yeah, I think that's always there for the Eagles. And especially, again, to the roster thing. I agree with you. DeCameron kept saying they don't need an edge rusher. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, Nolan Smith, we have no idea what he is.
And edge rusher is different than offensive tackle. Like, offensive tackle, you're playing.
You can only play two. These guys are rotating.
Yeah, like there's a world where the guy you take at 22 is the fourth defensive end and still plays 45%
exactly.
of the snaps.
Exactly. And there's also a world where maybe only pays 18 to 20%, but it's a super important 18%.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
You know what I mean? Where he makes dynamic plays for you in those moments, in big spots and games. And all that type of stuff. So I'm fully with you. All right.
That's
kind of it. Yeah, I have one other thing I wanted to get to.
Do we want to give a name for a final prediction?
Oh, yeah.
Just for
fun? Might as well.
Okay.
Why don't you give a name for
all
a final prediction?
So here's my most honest answer I can give to this question. My prediction is Tyler Guyton, but I wish that I picked Troy Fontano. That's the best thing. I think Troy Fontano looks like he's falling. I think that's who they want. I think they're going into the draft wanting Fontano or Fuaga. And I think if in ideal world, that's who they'll end up with. I will still be surprised if they're able to do it. But those would be, I think, their goal. And then I think Guyton checks the next box of who I think will be available at 22. So my official prediction is Guyton. But if they take Fontanu, I'm also going to take a victory lap.
I'll just stick with Terry and Arnold just to do something different. And because I predicted it, I will say, though, I think it's one of the two Alabama guys. I'll say him or Kool-Aid. You pick two, I'm picking two.
I like it. Dude, in this draft, if you can say a top three and it's one of those, I think that's good reading.
I know.
This is not like they're picking fourth and you're like, well, I think they're going to take, you know.
I remember what I was going to say. The one thing with a trade-up that could be a real issue for a lot of people. Now, this won't be an issue for you. This will actually be great for you because you could, you know, maybe move on a little quicker with the show and all that. If they trade up and it's like right in the heart of the Sixers game, and because like the way it plays out, Sixers start at 7:30,
so it'll probably start at 7:40,
7:45, somewhere in there, whatever.
Well, I don't think that late, but
I mean they're pretty slow with the tips on these ones.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
I mean, I would guess 7:40, but
whatever,
regardless,
somewhere after that,
we should debate the time. For
point being that
a much
the draft starts at 8:00. Like if they get to pick 12, probably happens in the 9:30 range, 9:15, somewhere in that, like. That could be like heart of the Sixers.
Well, here's what I would say to that.
There's a lot of potential action going on.
You know me. I love the Sixers, all those things. I don't think the Sixers will get any type of attention over.
Who are you talking to right now?
Yeah,
you,
exactly.
You know, I mean, I thought they were losing the series going in. I am frustrated with that team. I am full on Eagles.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I will be more locked in on the Sixers game because it's a freaking playoff game. Yeah. And I don't, you know, I'll be watching the draft, but like, I will, when the Eagles happen, I will mute the Sixers and I will come over and listen. Right.
Well, look, the Eagles have, I think the Sixers have been the best team in the Eastern Conference so far. So it's certainly a game worth watching.
Oh my God, don't stop it.
How I feel.
They're down 2-0. All right, we're not
doing
it. We're not
doing
it. Final
based.
Thoughts.
Yeah.
Final thoughts. Final
all
thoughts.
Right, right.
Only Eagles draft happiness and positivity today.
Okay.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Let me pull up my final thoughts. I think I know which one I'm going with, but... Okay, here's a final thought. Oh, yeah, the license plate one.
Yes.
All right, so I was at a party on Saturday. I think it was Saturday. And this guy shows me his license.
Like his driver's
license. His driver's license.
Okay.
This guy wore an eye patch in his driver's license.
No way.
Like a pirate. And they let him.
I can't believe they let
him. He doesn't need an eye patch. He didn't, like, he...
Well, it seems like a dumb move from him. Like, I feel like, how many times are people like, where's your eye patch? Like, well, if this isn't you, where's
so
your eye patch,
what's
right?
Funny
like,
is...
When they check your ID, it's like, well, where's your eye patch? That'd be my first thing.
Right.
I'd be like, where's the...
And here's the other thing. On his license, it doesn't say that he has, like... You know how it can say on there sometimes, or at least I think it used to, like, needs glasses.
Sure.
So, like, if you get pulled over, it's like, wear your glasses.
I don't know if that does say anything.
I actually got in trouble for that one time. I was driving across a bridge. Listen to what, like, afraid I am to break rules. I'm driving without...
By the way, let me just say that anyone who's ever met Elliot Gerbart, this is the truest statement.
I'm very afraid to break rules. Yeah.
Like, the terrified.
So, breaker. I'm driving the car. I'm, like, 17 or 18. I just got my license. I know I'm supposed to have my glasses on. I don't have them on because there's my friends in the car and I don't want to, like...
It's so good.
So, I get pulled over.
Oh,
my glasses are in the dashboard. Instead of putting my glasses on, when the cop walks up... I kept my glasses off, knowing
just to be cool,
because I knew that he would be like, "Were you driving with your glasses?" And I would have to lie, and I would be unable to do that. So I,
oh wow, okay,
do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you were
got the tick, like my
I
eyeglasses
lied straight to his face. I would have put them around, be like, "I had them on."
Yeah, I'm unable to do that.
You didn't see them; they were right there.
But anyway, isn't it funny to think they're so particular about what you can do in your license picture, but you're allowed to wear an eye patch? Like, it doesn't say in his license he needs glasses. He doesn't wear an eye patch.
I think this is outrageous. I don't think you're allowed. I think he got
He's done it twice.
He has pulled one over. I don't think you're allowed to do that. I think he has pulled
Apparently you are.
Oh, can we just talk about your friend? What weirdo thinks I'm going to fuck... Your mouth, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking pull one over DMV.
But it's also kind of brilliant. Like,
why, though?
Think of the conversation starter.
But how about, like, you have to check... Hey,
well,
check
you show it at a bar.
Yeah.
Like, he says every single time he shows at the bar, they go like, oh, that's awesome.
Do they really?
Yeah.
I would be like, where's your eye patch?
Now, to your point, I do think the risk would be if you get pulled over, the cop would be like,
yeah, also the risk is like when you're flying on a plane, all these type of things where it's like they really check your ID and they care about what it looks like.
Yeah, but
or if you're going to like the liquor store, this, that. Now, once you get older, it doesn't matter as much because like I don't get carded anymore.
Yeah,
but like
I do if
but
I wear
like
a hat.
Before, you know, whenever Elliot wears, like, it's so funny. You know, whenever Elliot has a baseball cap on, people
I get carded.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a really weird move.
I just think you can still tell who it is, but I get your point. Why is it worth it? But I just couldn't believe he was allowed to do it. It was so, like, he said it, and I was like, no, you don't. And he showed it to me, and he has a full-on eye patch on his license.
Okay. Yeah. Love it. It's good stuff.
Thanks.
Okay. Hold on. I've got to delete the
I know. That always happens to me. I have
the
my
microphone,
top one.
The extra thing from yesterday wasn't even there. Okay. Okay. That's my, okay. Here we go. Damn it. Messed up my whole thing. I'm just going to say
it
off the top of my head.
I'll go for it.
Because it's true. So you are not a Lord of the Rings guy, right?
I'm not a Lord of the Ring guy. I'm just not a Lord of the Ring. Like, I don't hate on it. I feel like with me, I either hate something or love it. I have no opinion on it.
Have you ever seen it?
Of course not. Well, no, I might have seen the first one.
They're amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's got the dude Elijah Woods in it, right?
It's got the dude Elijah.
I think I've seen some of it.
It's funny.
Yeah.
That's one of the characters I'm going to be talking about. So, spoilers, I guess, for a book that was written in 1954 and a movie that came out 20 plus years ago. So, spoiler alert. But if you have not watched Lord of the Rings, go watch Lord of the Rings. We'll be going out of this pod in 2 minutes. Just, you know, go watch Lord of the Rings. But I think that Samwise Gamgee is the most unsung hero in the history of fiction.
Wow.
So Frodo, who is Elijah Wood's character.
I can tell already I'm not going to have much to add
to this,
but go ahead.
Mr. Carrying the Ring guy and all that. And yeah, he has to bear the burden of it and all that. But like, he would have been lost without Samwise. Sam is the whole reason he succeeds.
Your passion
on
right
his
here
task.
Is, yeah.
Like, Samwise is the best friend ever. All he does is love Frodo. All he does is have Frodo's back. And at the end of the day, he gets like no credit for it. It's like, yay, Frodo, you did it. It's like, no, Sam did it. He carried your freaking carcass there. Give Samwise the credit, like the best friend that any human has ever had. Well, I guess he wasn't
so
a human.
James' face is red right now.
He's not a human.
He's
a hobbit.
You might
you know
be the
mean
biggest Samwise fan.
I love Samwise.
Yeah.
And he is such an unsung hero.
I will say I've never heard
the
name
story
besides Frodo.
Right?
Yeah.
You know Frodo, don't you? You heard Frodo a million times. Samwise is the hero of Lord of the Rings, and he doesn't get
like,
any credit for
it's
it.
Like, you're talking
it's
Frodo.
It's an outrage.
You should be talking Samwise.
That's right.
Yeah.
Honestly, I almost kind of hate Frodo because I feel like he gets all of Samwise's shine. And I hate it. So.
I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Shout out to Samwise Gamgee. I feel very strongly about it. Even if you're not Lord of the Rings people, someone out there is like, you're damn right, Seltzer.
No, someone's agreeing with
you
passionately.
Thank you for saying it. And I feel really strongly about it. And now I can tell everyone, I've told my wife a million times, now everyone else can hear it too. And she agrees with me. We're both big Samwise Gamgee.
I love it. Okay. I love it.
All right. We'll be back most likely tomorrow at 10 a.m. If they trade for Patrick Surtain tonight, I'm probably not going to sleep tonight. I'm going to come
we'll
in and
maybe
I'll come in and record right before my show and whatever.
Yeah.
But most likely tomorrow at 10 o'clock, either way, we will obviously absolutely have a reaction pod, all kinds of content over the weekend, 1 to 3 on Saturday during the draft. We want all your reactions. It's going to be awesome. Until then, he's LMJ.